I am recording from the lands of the Wathaurong people, and I wish to pay my respects to elders past and present, and acknowledge that this always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Myself and our guest Prue today have recorded from the lands of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation, and we too would like to pay our respects. Prue says at Grace Papers that they like to pay particular respect to the tradition of Dadiri, which means to listen deeply.
That's beautiful. Hester, today we're doing another little halftime show, just something alternative to watch during the break. And this week, instead of focusing on stats and the game of football, we're going to address the big story of the week that is still going on. That is Seb Ross and Tim Membry returning home to their families. We feel like this has transcended to a discussion of culture within football, within society, that delves into gendered stereotypes and parenting, which is something that you and I always love to talk about. And we will get to our own personal stories, because we both have a couple that we feel are relatable to this situation, as well as our expert guest, Prue Gilbert.
Well, Prue Gilbert, thank you so much for joining us today for a chat. Prue is the CEO and co-founder of Grace Papers, which is a digital resource centered around workplace gender equality. She's also a lawyer, diversity strategist, coach, mum of three, and human rights activist. Is that accurate, Prue?
That's pretty accurate. Yeah.
It's very impressive. We're so honored to have you talk to us today. And we're really excited to,
oh, it's a pleasure,
to talk to an expert about this kind of stuff. I feel like we're hearing a lot of talk, but we could possibly hear from a few more experts in your field. So thank you so much.
It's a conversation I'm very passionate about. So thank you for including me.
Do we want to talk about what does parental leave look like for athletes and people in the AFL industry, and specifically players?
I think it's an evolving space, parental leave in sport. I think it's really interesting to reflect, though, that ballet was actually one of the first, and I know they're classified as arts, but obviously they are elite athletes in every sense of the term, one of the first to actually introduce paid parental leave as a means of retention of their talented athletes. So I think it's something that has continued to evolve, and certainly both, for female players in cricket and AFL, there are parental leave provisions that enable them to take parental leave and return to the sport. I think the question, though, is how this now relates and can be expanded to male players.
One of the comments that's sort of been going around the media that we've heard this week is that there aren't other workplaces who would allow two workers essentially to leave and go back to their families in this situation we've got one player whose partner was due to have a baby, and another player with 5-week-old twins, and a toddler. Would you say that's accurate? That they wouldn't be allowed to take time off normally?
No, I wouldn't. And in fact, in a lot of the more progressive workplaces who recognise that this is part of, retaining talent now too, they are able to access, as the non-gestational parent, up to 3 weeks of parental leave at the time of the baby's birth or arrival, if it's, via adoption, and then can take an extended period at a later date. So I would expect that it is very commonplace within organisations for the non-gestational parent, the father, to be taking that kind of leave. And in fact, we're starting to hear that it's expected. It is 2021. And I think as generations have, these generations having babies at the moment actually expect to be there for the birth of their babies, and they expect to be able to show up for their families when they need it without having to explain why.
Can you explain a little bit of the importance of parental leave and that language as opposed to the emphasis that has previously been on maternity leave?
Yeah, I think the emphasis on parental leave is important because it recognises both parents having, you know, equal opportunity to take on the role of parenting. And it's good for families when, you know, both parents are more active. We know that it's good for children. We know that it's good for relationships. It reduces stress, improves quality of life. And, you know, you can't really put a price on spending that intimate time together as a family. From a workplace perspective, because we are effectively talking about a workplace, if your family is in stress or distress or out of balance and you're unable to support them, then actually your performance in the workplace suffers as well. So there's a really clear workplace benefit, and I would venture to suggest that that applies to professional athletes as well, given, you know, the expectations on their bodies to perform.
That makes a lot of sense to me, Prue. I couldn't agree more with that. What does that sort of gendered language serve to do in this conversation?
Yeah, look, I think there are two ways of looking at that. And I often think back to the journey of the Richmond Football Club, who have been really open about the impact of embracing vulnerability. And the work that they've actually done with their team to become more vulnerable. I suspect they weren't expecting to make themselves vulnerable to the whole public and for this to be such a conversation around public discourse. But I do think that strength of character is far superior to some sort of physical strength that's shown on the football field. And I would be, if I was a betting person, I would be putting my money on an outstanding performance when they return. And, you know, frankly, I would really like to see club presidents, directors, and certainly the AFL standing up behind players who want to access carer's leave or parental leave or whatever form it looks like. And saying, absolutely, we're a family first culture, because I think that's where the societal expectations are as well.
And I know we're talking about sort of society and the football industry and culture as separate things sometimes, because I don't think they always align. But I'm glad that this conversation is happening when two players have, you know, made a really clear decision of where their priorities lie, and that is with their families at the end of the day.
I think it's time for a catch up. You know, the AFL, a quick look at their policies on parental leave for employees that effectively work out of AFL House. There's a really progressive parental leave policy. I think that it is time for the same to be acknowledged in the CBA. I think it is time for clubs to not be debating whether, you know, they would allow this to even happen, but rather they know babies are on the way. Why not start the conversation as a club president, as a coach, saying, right, so when do you want us to schedule time off, you know, for the baby, without, mind you, the mother or gestational parent having to schedule a cesarean in order to meet a club schedule, you know, a game schedule.
Absolutely, Prue. And I think to what you were saying earlier, it makes sense to me, if you're talking about retention of talent, that makes sense in the AFL as well. If you have a club and a culture and an industry all around that's supporting you to do what feels right with your family, in line with what we would expect from any workplace, then that's going to be a club you're more likely to stick with in the future. Football clubs are very big on, you know, their off-field and on-field values and how they can use those to drive a good culture and success on the field. And those stories are very strong. They're always working on talking about, their values, I suppose. And I've never been part of or heard of a football club that doesn't put family values up on a pedestal like that and say that it's extremely important to the club and, you know, their direction moving forward. So I'd be... You know, it's very surprising. It would be very surprising to me if any clubs didn't feel that way.
Yes, Hester, every football club that I've been connected to and a part of or heard from, family first, family is so important. We support them and we support the family as part of our athletes as well. Like they know that there's a whole world going on after they play football. And here is a really clear example, a really clear opportunity for St Kilda to live by that, to really live that value and showcase it. And I hope that these two players are feeling the support that they deserve and that it does live up to those values that football clubs talk about. I suppose my personal experience with this, I've had two births. The first one I was induced, and there were several factors as to why, but certainly one of them was football and timing, scheduling. Pat was due to play interstate, so I was induced to have George, and that was definitely a factor, and I look back on that with regret. I don't think it was the right decision to make, or I don't think it was right to include that in my decision making, but I did. So I really feel for the families in this situation at the moment. I don't think it's fair that this has been put on them, that this has been highlighted. I'm really proud of those two players for making that decision to put their families first and not put them in a more vulnerable position. I think that they've done an incredible job, those two players.
Yeah, I think so too. It's, you know, I think something to note is that it's been inherent in all of these sort of surprise trips away and extended trips away that it is written into contracts that players are allowed to leave at any point. They wouldn't be able to spring these extra trips or, yeah, elongated times away from home without having that be a possibility. I'm not even sure if that would be legal. So it is something that they are allowed to do, but I think the really brave, really tough and strong thing about what these players have done is that they're also, swimming against a culture. And whether that's a club culture or not, it certainly is a player's culture. And for mine, it is definitely partly fueled by fear of what the media might say about you or about your team or, you know, about how you cost them a game or a finals berth or whatever it is. I think it's just worth noting just so that people know that it is a really bold, brave move, and we really do applaud those players and their families because that's a situation they should be in. They should be able to go home and look after each other. And I think that's where we want our industry culture to be like. And I think as well, we talk a lot about mental health, and I think the AFL talks a big talk about mental health, particularly at the moment, and how important it is. But we have to remember to be proactive and not reactive on that. These players' partners haven't come out and said anything. They haven't spoken from their own experiences, and they shouldn't have to. There shouldn't have to be a medical emergency. There shouldn't have to be a very personal mental health battle for them to need help. You know, when you have a family and you have your partner at home, you're doing it together. And I think that that should be okay just as it is. But I know from my experience, you know, with mental health and particularly struggling after birth and during pregnancy, that this is something that would and does make me very anxious. And I find quite triggering even this conversation, the pressure to not be a burden as the partner of a sports person is a lot. And like for me personally, it weighs on me a lot.
Yeah, I think we've shared a little bit of our experiences and why we feel so strongly about this particular media story enough to make it our whole little halftime content. I'm not really even sure what we're doing here, but we'll just keep having conversations as the weeks go by. And we would love to continue this conversation in our DMs if anyone is interested. We know everyone has different personal and family stories to share, so it's something that we're really interested in if anyone has more to add.